I've also got a question here from Maria G, and she's noticed something which I've noticed as well. Why is it that when you go to the beach and spend some time in the water, and then she's been floating around for a bit, and then she comes back home, and just as she's falling asleep, it feels as if you can feel the movement of the waves on her?
I've had this. Have you had this, Diana?
I certainly had this.
It's very common, it turns out. I thought it was just me being weird. In fact, the records go back to the 1700s. Erasmus Darwin, who was Charles Darwin's grandfather, he actually recorded it. It's possibly one of the first, if not the first, recorded description of this condition. And what Darwin wrote was, "Those who have been upon the water in a boat or ship so long that they have acquired the necessary habits of motion of that unstable element, at their return on land, frequently think in their reveries," that's dreams, "or between sleeping and waking, that they observe the room they sit in or some of its furniture to librate like the motion of the vessel. This I have experienced myself and have been told that after very long voyages, it is some time before these ideas entirely vanish. The same is observable in a lesser degree after having travelled some days in a stagecoach and particularly when we lie down in bed and compose ourselves to sleep." He wrote that in 1796. It's reassuring to know that people are still having the same problem today. This actually is a medical condition. The fancy name for it is mal de débarquement, in other words, illness of disembarkation, feeling unwell when you get off the boat. And for some bizarre reason, it appears that the incidence is highest in women in their 40s. And it may just be that women in their 40s are more prone to going on cruises than other people of other demographics. I don't know. But it's amongst them that you tend to get most of the reports medically. Luckily, it generally is a temporary thing. What scientists think is going on is that you have in your head a model of the world and how you are relating to it. In other words, if the world is moving, then you're modelling that movement and working out how to compensate for it, either with movements of your head and eyes and your balance system, so that you don't fall over. Well, when you're on a ship, because of the constant movements, then your brain has to detune or damp down that response a little bit, because if it didn't, you would continuously be overcorrecting for it, which might actually underlie why you get seasick in the first place and why after a period of time at sea, you then stop feeling seasick. So, when you then come back onto land, when the signals being fed into this system which models how you're interacting with the world, when those signals are coming in, now you're not continuously in motion, so the very thing that was expecting you to be always in motion is no longer always seeing motion, and as a result the model is predicting how you should respond to the movements around you incorrectly. So as a result, you experience these rather strange sensations as though the world is continuously moving. And it takes a little while to unlearn this newly learned behaviour and to revise your model so that you then don't keep jumping around all over the place. Bizarre, I know, but there you go. Mal de débarquement. Great question. Thank you very much, Maria.